For a second, we'll go right to the verse we want to share. And in the book of Matthew chapter 18, Jesus was talking to adults like us. Not about you. Anybody out there real skeptical? You've been ripped off a couple of times, you know. I want to share a funny story. Rosemary, right? Rosemary, last second, right? A week ago, realized we need some more angel wings. And, you know, what would we do? What would y'all do? You need angel wings, where are you going to go? Amazon, Walmart. No. But we went, I don't know about Amazon, but she looked at another website. I won't call them out in public, right? But she already went to another website, and she got some angel wings. And you know, she was worried because what do you worry about when you order a gift for Christmas? Will it get here on time, right? And Rosemary yesterday, she was like, praise God, they're here. The package came. And she opened up the angel wings. And Ariana, come on up for a second. Now, these are some styling angel wings. Turn around, baby. These are some styling angel wings, right? They're not the ones we got. But Rosemary got wings, and literally, they were like as big as my hands. And they had these straps on that would somehow hook onto your arms. I think it would better hook onto your ears. It was amazing, right? And by the way, isn't that us? We think all these offers that come to us, we're just kind of skeptical. And I said to Rosemary, the same company a few years ago, I wanted to get, you know, I'm a pastor, right? So you got to have a manger on your front lawn, right? You can't have Santa or not too many Santas, but you got to have a manger, right? So I went to the same company and I bought this manger. And it must be, everything there must be small. Because in the picture, like the manger was like 4 feet wide and, you know, I was going to get my spotlight on it. It was going to be looking good. But the manger, when it came, I mean, Jesus was like the size of a mouse. So we're skeptical people, right? And that's kind of one of the challenges. And Jesus, he's talking to skeptical people, and he says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And then Jesus called a little child to him, and he set him in the midst of them, and he said, you know, in the King James, says, verily, verily, means truly, truly, or most assuredly. Like, in other words, you can count on what I'm saying is what he's trying to say. He says, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as one of these little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And what I want to say to us is, for all the rest of you guys, along with me and Rosemary, been ripped off and, you know, had all these bad things happen, right? I know y'all smiling because you've been there too, right? Right? Here's what God wants us to do today. You know, our kids saying, go tell on the mountain. But God wants us to take what we hear about Jesus as the greatest gift and humble ourselves and just take it. Not overthink it. Not wonder, is it really real? Am I really going to get what God said? Because when God says it, he delivers. Right? And I just want to share a couple of the challenges that we face real quick. And I know you guys, but I'm standing between you, by the way, and our international Christmas lunch. That's a dangerous place to stand. So I'm not going to be long, but I want to be pointed, right? And I want to say this. Here's some of the challenges, right? Complexity, competition, and our cares stand in the way of us becoming like little children and receiving the message and living life like it's true, because it is. And I think about complexity. In a lot of us, you know, we're trying to figure it out. Our lives are complex. You know, we have doubt. You know, we feel pressure to conform to what everybody else says and what everybody else wants. We've had bad experiences, not just in what we bought, but in life. We've been hurt. We've been harmed. We've been all those things. And that complexity stands in the way of us really humbling ourselves like these guys and just receiving Jesus as their Savior. right? That's the challenge. And the next thing is competition. You know, the competition in this season and all the time on earth is huge, isn't it? You know, like, by the way, even like getting all our kids together every Saturday for like a month, it was tough, right? Because there's all the other good things we love. There's soccer and there's basketball and there's this and there's this and there's this and there's this. And all those things are good, but they drown out the truth sometimes. They get in the way of what really matters in life and what really counts, not just for this life, but for eternity. There's competition. And then there's cares. You know, anybody out there a worrier? All right. Thank you for your honesty. Amen. Right? That's good, right? The rest of you guys, you didn't raise your hand, but you know who you are, right? But we have all these cares about all these things and all these worries and things we got to do. Even this season, right? We're worried about, I got to get all the gifts. I got to wrap them. I got to do this. I got to do that. And by the way, it's a good thing because your kids will kill you on Christmas Eve if you don't. Right? So you got to do those things. But don't lose sight that Christmas is about God, who loved the world so much, he sent his son Jesus Christ to the world to die for all of our sin. And let me define that word real quick because people are not sure what that means all the time. But here's the deal. You know what? We rebelled against God. You know why? We want to do things our way. Does anybody like to do things their way? Right? We all do, right? That's kind of part of our who we are, like in this country, in this world. We want to do things our way. You know, you heard, what's Burger King? Have it what? Your way, right? Not my way, but have it your way, right? Have it your way. That's kind of who we are. And the problem with that is that makes us do things that God doesn't want us to do because God knows they're harmful. They're not going to be good for us. And all those things have consequences. That's what sin does. And it says, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But it doesn't stop there. He says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So I just want to challenge you all today. By the way, challenge ourselves. Maybe we've already have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but complexity, competition, and care drowned out the hope and the joy and the peace that this season can give us. You know, and Christmas, by the way, comes every year. Sometimes we're just like, oh, it's just Christmas again. But the message of Christmas changes eternity. Changes our lives. And I want us to think about that. We're going to let last verse and we're done. Just want to share one more thing with you guys. You know, John said this, right? Later on, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He was talking about Jesus. And he said this. He said, in my Father's house are what? Many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, heaven, and the way you know. And then the rest of this passage, you know what it says? Jesus said this, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And that's a present I would love you to unwrap this season. Life, eternal life, hope, peace, and joy. Now I want to encourage you guys. By the way, there's one of those houses that I don't think I brought that up. Somebody have that right there? Let me grab that real fast. There's Jonathan got one. The red house. You guys, we're going to give you a gift this year, right? They're beautiful. And there's cookies inside. What was that? All right, yeah, all the guys go, yeah, that thing's real cute. What's inside? Right, those cookies. And by the way, Jane said, you know, we'd be able to try those things out, make sure they're good. We tested them and they're good. All right, we did. All right, so what I want to encourage you guys as you guys take this with you today, you know what? Jesus said, in my Father's house are many, what? Many mansions, right? And I want to encourage you as you take that gift this year. And by the way, after you eat the cookies, keep the house. It's kind of beautiful. It's a nice Christmas decoration. But remember, the gift of Jesus Christ and faith in him gives you an eternity in heaven, and you can occupy a mansion even better than this for all of eternity. Amen? So I just want to encourage you, if you never received Jesus as your Savior, it's so simple. We just believe. There was a guy in the book of Acts, a Philippian jailer, and he came to the Apostle Paul, and he said, what must I do to be saved? And he said this. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God, he came to die, and he rose again from the dead. He conquered even death. And you will have that hope. You will have that mansion in heaven forever. And God's going to be with you in all the other mess that we go through until we get there. And he's going to bring you many joys in your life. So I just want to encourage you guys today. When you get a gift, by the way, you know how our children, we kind of mentioned how humble they are and how simple they are. They have that childlike faith. When you get them a gift, what do? They take it and they run with it, don't they? They really do. You know, by the way, in these houses, if I start giving them out to kids, they don't care if the cookies are good or not. They're just going to take the gift, right? And I want us to think that way as adults. You know what? Jesus came to give us the most precious gift ever. Take it and run with it by faith. Amen? We're going to pray. Father God, I pray that you would just touch all of our hearts, Lord, with that message to just take the gift of Christ, Lord, and run with it for the glory of God and for all of eternity. We want to give you thanks, Lord, for our program, for our leaders, for all the great things that our kids were able to share with us today in that simple, childlike way that touches our hearts. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Anson to come. We want to just take a moment to just recognize our crew. And by the way, as you guys are getting ready to go, we want you to know this, that we are having our second international Christmas luncheon in our gymnasium. So as you guys leave, there's going to be some folks in the back, and Jane, you can go back there if you would to give out the little mansions with the cookies inside. Grab one of those. Go on back to our gym. We'll all be coming back, and we'll have a great time just to fellowship together. I know some of you guys are going, man, I got to run. Grab something. Grab a bite. Just take a moment to be encouraged, and then you can run right after that. Okay? How about that sound? So we want to share a little bit about, if you guys open up your bulletin in your program, I just want to share, look at all of our students who were involved. We're not going to read their names out because we're live streaming this event, but you notice all the students there, we had our youth actors, our speakers, our angels, our shepherds, our sheep, our wise men, Mary and Joseph. Let's give them a great big hand, right? And then Pastor Ansu is going to just kind of take a moment. We want to recognize our leaders because, you know, it's hard getting these guys to do what they do. But we have some wonderful ladies that love God and love kids, and we're able to pull that off, and Pastor Ansu is going to share about that.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our leaders. We want to start off with Barbara Shimiko. She's not here today. I want to give thanks to her. Miss Egnoff here. Somewhere she's helping she helped with the costume. And Eunice Flomo right up here. I want to thank God for her. Suzanne Phillips also helped with costume. Pam Rothwell also helped with costume. We want to thank God for her. Cassia Vasquez helped with the piece. We want to thank God for her. And our sound and technician up there doing an incredible job to make this happen. We want to thank God for Terrence Malone and Andrea McGill. She was here yesterday from 11 to 4 o'clock and back this morning. We want to thank God for her effort. And Lorraine Lionel, we want to thank her also. And not forgetting, I want you all to just stand and give a great applause to Rosemary Atkins. It's not easy to do this, right? She was saying, I lost some of my papers. I don't know where they are. You know, trying to. But we thank God that she made it through, and we had a great, great program. And also we're not done yet. Please say it, we're not done yet. A very great thanks to all of our parents. Without you, we won't have our kids here. Not only our parents, but our grandparents, our friends for bringing your kids. We want to thank God for you. And we look forward to 2026. We want this place to be filled with children. Amen? Amen. Please don't keep them. Bring them so they can be a testimony of what God can do during holiday. Amen.
We had a replacement speaker for one of our parts as well, Ryland. So we want to just get her. Great job, sweetheart. All right. So we want to remind you guys, Christmas is still coming, right? So we praise God. That kind of warmed us up. So we want to encourage you guys to come to our Christmas Eve service, which is going to be on this Wednesday, the 24th at 7. Jonathan announced it. It's a great time. We have family, friends, everybody here, candle lit. We'll share some great songs, share some scripture, and just have a great time to just enjoy the season together. So we just invite you guys to come out for that. And we have a closing song. So we're going to turn it over to Pastor Ansu for that. And he'll close with a word of prayer. Remember, go back to the gymnasium if you can. We'd love to have you real quick. And we have a sale on those small angel wings if anyone needs them.
All right, we'll ask all of our kids to come forward. And they're going to lead us in our closing song. Let us pray. Glory to the newborn King. Father, I want to thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. God coming to mankind. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we can celebrate your birth. We thank you for our kids, oh God, that can come and perform. We thank you for all they've done, Lord. We just pray, Lord, as we celebrate this Christmas, we will remember that you are the gift of Christmas. As we go to fellowship together in the gym with it, thank you for providing the food. May you bless it, and that, Lord, it will just be a blessing to our bodies. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.